The male sheep is tall.
But
and the female sheep is called.
And you.
What do they have on their back?
Wool.
And what do they? What do you raise sheep for?
Wool.
Did you ever raise sheep? You know any? Did you ever know anybody to raise sheep?
I don't know nothing about them.
You know too much about sheep. How do you call a male hog?
Well, we call them stock hogs.
Stock hogs? Mm-hmm. Why do y'all call them stock hogs?
That's just a precious thing.
Did you have any of the stock hogs? Mm-hmm. You tell me, look at about them. Mm-hmm. How many did you have?
One.
And what, did it help you with any of the work?
Mm-hmm. See, I had 2, 3, 5. That's three, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're still going to be trying to catch them somewhere, but somebody else has already had them there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Trying to see what's coming.
Mm-hmm. The one you breed with a sow, what do you call him?
That's the same name we call him. We call it really the bull, but we call him stock.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a male that's been altered?
You call him just a male. You're ready to kill and eat.
Kill and eat?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you kill him and just
skin
him down?
Yeah. Call him like you called yesterday.
Uh-huh. And then, so hang him up?
After getting killed.
And how long does it take, you know, how long does he have to stay hung up?
Well, you see, you don't hang him up when you kill him.
Mm-hmm.
You tie him to coals to him. Keep your milling in there, but you carry the joints and things, clothes don't get them choked.
Oh.
Then you bring them back home, then you fix them up and you hang them up and they'd be there as long as you want them to be there.
Uh-huh. The longer the better?
The longer the better.
Oh.
And then another way is, my dad and me used to salt them down.
I salted them millions down.
Salt.
Mm-hmm.
Salt them down in salt.
That's
down
right.
That salt for 3 or 4 months.
Right.
Y'all
get
that
phone.
Yes,
welcome. Yeah, I go get, I let my meat stay there about 3 days. Thaw it down good. Turn the flesh side down for about 2 days. Then I thaw it again, turn the flesh side up. Let it stay there about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
I go and I pass all that meat again, I pack it up. Just pack it all right on top of the full of salt. Don't mess with it no more when you get ready to eat it.
Mm, what kind of salt?
Straight table salt. Someone used to buy it. It's like big grain.
Uh-huh. Like the kind that you put on ice.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Because in later years, they started taking skin and candy, like you said, candy to the
coast. Though. That's the joints.
Mm-hmm.
Not milling.
It's called meat comes out
here. What are the milling?
Milling the side.
The side of the
house.
Oh, you don't have to, you wouldn't have to carry that.
Don't carry that in the coast.
So what did you do with that?
You keep it at home and kill it home.
Hang it up.
Oh, you hang it up at home.
Yeah, when you kill it out.
You can't eat it right away.
You can eat it anytime, but you got balls of that salt out. So the salt going through it.
Uh-huh, cure it.
That's right.
Well, how long does it take to cure?
Well, I always let mine stay packed up there about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say a month.
Yeah. Does all that salt drain out of it then?
No, that salt ain't coming out. You got to wash that salt out then. That on our side and the rest of the inside.
You can boil it out.
Boil it out.